While it is meant to be a time of celebration and family bonding, for some people, Christmas can be a period of emotional and financial hardships. Dr. Grant Blaschke, lead clinical advisor from Beyond Blue, said those who are under economic and social hardships particularly struggle during the Christmas period.
I think people who are under economic hardship, people who have, conflictual family relationships or, separation from family or kids, this can be a particularly hard time of year for them during the Christmas period.
According to Lifeline, over 28,000 Australians will reach out to the crisis service over the Christmas period. And while mental health conditions are common over this period, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are at a greater risk, with Lifeline stating that the suicide rates is more than double the national rate. Mr. Blaschke said that in order to support our First Nations, it comes down to cultural and social engagement.
Unfortunately, in Australia, we know that mental health conditions are very common in the general community and also especially common in some of our First Australians amongst Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. It's a really complex issue, and Beyond Blue has been really strongly committed to supporting these communities. And we understand that whilst at some level it's about health services and providing good care, on a deeper level it is about cultural and social issues and how Australians engage with their First Australians in this country.
In Lane Cove in Sydney, a laughter yoga session took place this week with the sole purpose of combating these staggering suicide rates and finding the humour associated with Christmas. The Christmas laughter session is run by yoga instructor Melody Braithwaite, who used her own personal experiences over the Christmas period as a driving force to help others.
I know that a lot of people have stress around Christmas. I certainly remember that I did when I had families and children and presents and dealing with traffic. And one of my motivators is to help people cope with that stress through lots of different kinds of stress with laughter. So it just seemed appropriate that this time of year I did a Christmas coping stress.
The yoga session aims for participants to embrace the child inside them and explores the humour that can be found in typical Christmas scenarios. Miss Braithwaite explains.
So I may have a Santa stomach jiggle laugh, a gift wrapping laugh, a car parking laugh, a credit card laughter laugh. And then we have a period of just calming down, doing some deep sort of yogic breaths, which is where the laughter yoga, the yoga aspect comes in. And then we do it all over again with a different scenario.
I love to laugh loud and long and clear.
Miss Braithwaite says laughter plays an intrinsic role in the state of one's mental well-being.
My job is to get people laughing for at least 15 minutes. And research has shown that this then helps the release of adrenaline and other natural good-feeling drugs like endorphins and serotonin, and which leads to better resilience and coping mechanisms.
And have you noticed in your years as being a laughter yoga instructor that more and more people are coming to your classes stressed?
Absolutely. And what I think, I'm actually quite astounded sometimes. I've had people come with extraordinary stories. You know, a woman came one night and she had just broken up from a long-time relationship. Another guy was going through divorce proceedings, and they were just attracted because they just knew their strategies or coping strategies weren't working in their life, and they wanted to try something new. Most people come back saying they're less stressed, they're more creative, they've got more energy, they've got more ideas.
Mr. Grant said there are plenty of other strategies that people can adopt if they are having a difficult time over Christmas.
If they're planning to be on their own during the Christmas period, set themselves up their own little Christmas package, maybe get a present for themselves, plan in anticipation, get a good playlist for the day or plan to watch some great movies, and so that when Christmas arrives, they've actually got a plan in place. for other people who are feeling a bit overwhelmed by the family pressures of Christmas and New Year's period, a couple of tips are to manage expectations, brace yourself a bit for how you're going to manage some of those relatives that tend to set you off. Try to keep your cool and don't overdo the alcohol, and avoid getting into conflict. Try and look for the good and pick some sort of neutral topics that you can talk about at the family function.